everyone. How are you? Thank you. This is the last podcast on the left reading series, or some people call it attempt to read series. Either way, I'll take it. I'm here. I'm Ben Kissel. I'm here with Marcus Parks. He'll help me get through the big words, such as lurking, for example. Although, actually, I mastered that one.
You just got it.
I did pretty well, huh? I'm reading Blood Sorcery Bible, Volume 1, Rituals in Necromancy. It's written by sorceress Cagliostro.
Cagliostro.
Cagliostro. The necromancer. Thank God. Because this is rituals and necromancy. If she was a dentist, I wouldn't trust her. All right. Page 17 for those following along at home. Who are we? We are those lurking in broad daylight. Those who appear to be fringe players. Disenfranchised. Lonely and never quite able to choose a path. Occasionally we are defiant showmen appearing to have gone too... occasionally we are defined. I thought it said snowmen at first. So that got me thrown off because now I was thinking of a snowman who was just like, I will not melt.
Yeah.
You know, kind of a defiant one. Occasionally we are defiant. God, Marcus, I can't.
Okay,
you're supposed to help me.
I know. I don't.
This is why I get mocked all over social media now. People are like, oh, Ben's trying to read again. Okay, well, I know how to read, but I don't necessarily read Blood Sorcery Bible every day, although I will be now. I am now. Okay. So, let's just start it all over, but we'll keep all of this in. All right, who are we? We are those lurking in broad daylight, those who appear to be fringe players, disenfranchised, lonely, and never quite able to choose a path. Occasionally, we are defiant showmen appearing to have gone so far that we have become caricatures of ourselves. The loop closes, startling the cog in the wheel class when they realize that we are exactly what we presented ourselves to be and must be taken seriously. So, the situation exists without compliment or complaint, as no one can discuss this work unless this is the one true path, that path to which you cannot say no. Blood sorcery and necromancy are callings. If you choose to live your calling in the shadows, and that brings you joy, then delight in that way of being. If you choose to live it in front and center amongst decadence and exotic fanfare, then enjoy the ride. So just, you're good either way. So or if you're an introvert or if you just kind of enjoy doing things in public. Who else are we? So we know who we are, but then there's more. Who else are we? We are strong players in this game. Sometimes we are vastly rich and serve as stars and leaders, gratified by the wealth and the epicurean, epicurean, lifestyles we have hunted and captured. We are surface dwellers in spotlights and subterranean dwellers consulted as experts in matter of state, science, and other areas of great importance. We are untouchable and unapproachable, and that is part of our currency. Who am I? So now we're getting to it.
Yeah.
Who am I? It's General Stockdale there. Little reference. All right. Who am I? The work I can now do is an accumulation of years of true dedication to the deceased, a willingness to place the needs of the disincarnate above those of the living, and a series of agreements which ultimately must pay out to me in the end game if I am to agree to make them at all. I am selfish and self-centered and protect those around me with a viper's tongue and a venom without an antidote. I am both an experimenter and an experiment, answering to my own internal thesis questions of what else can be done? What is next? I'm an unapologetic and brilliant, well-read and an explorer of the processes of great scientists. My idols are non-existent, as no one has yet created all that is possible. My admirations and curiosities lie in the work of Marie Curie and Enrico Fermi. And I thought he was a good Mexican singer. I love Enrico Fermi's song all about blood on the guitar strings. As neither of these great physicists, my admirations and curiosities lie in the work of Marie Curie and Enrico Fermi, as neither of these great physicists knew the magnitude of their work.
Oh, Marie Curie.
Marie Curie. That's what I said.
You said Marie Curie.
Marie Curie? No. He was the ex-guy who used to call the Cubs games. Oh, that's Harry Curry.
Harry Carey.
That's Harry Carey. No, this is Marie Curie. Marie Curie?
Marie Curie. She was French.
Yeah.
Radiology.
All right, fine. Well, whatever you want to say it. In my world, she's Marie Curie. And that's fine with me. And don't tell me otherwise. All right, so they did a bunch of work together. Yet both considered the enormity of the potential and destruction their discoveries could one day produce. Although both proceeded with the language of caution, both were unstoppably driven to follow their passions. And that is, I do love that. Mm-hmm. I hold on to no belief, as I believe in nothing. I perceive each action, each moment, as pure proof of procedure resulting in an evidence of existence. Love, lust, torment, joy, orgasm, hunger, anger, boredom, and confusion are only proof to me that we still exist in this moment. The disincarnate walk amongst us in the same state, unfinished as they are. Okay, now we had a little box. There's a little box here. It says, to be unfinished means to still be. To be finished means to be still.
Mm-hmm.
So think about the difference in the words there. They flipped them.
Yeah.
So that makes sense. The life in this work forces sorceress and necromancers into an agreement to the... The life in this work forces sorceresses and necromancers into an agreement to slither amongst rotted remains and sleep in their company without fear, and to spread great portions of love, life mocked and shunned. Once life mocked and shunned. They're loving people. They're loving things that were once life mocked and shunned. The payment comes at the moment of realization that those who shun us are not worth even a moment of our contempt, yet it takes some of us years to understand that.
Yeah.
And that's a fact. That is an absolute fact. That's why when you go on Facebook and you see all your bullies are janitors. I'll remember, all your former bullies are all janitors now.
Yeah. Mine are all in prison.
There you go.
Yeah.
Which is a glorified janitor with a bad house. The worst house. Maybe a better one. All right. The test of one's commitment to this work comes when one is called to service in moments of extreme need, then praised for one's success, and then tossed away in social disassociation. Every time I'm handed untraceable cash by a law enforcement agency to work on a missing persons case, or to ask a murder victim what happened in the search for additional information, or by a major law firm to confuse the mind of opposing counsel during their arguments, I receive this cash payment in exchange for the right that they have purchased to deny any of my participation or public claim for the success of my own work. I continue to do this work because families get the information, cases are solved, defendants win, so the purpose is served. Where was she for Steve and Avery?
I don't know.
Come on.
She might be dead. I don't know.
Cuglielistro, we could have used you for making a murderer. All right. I continue to do this work because families get the information, cases are solved, defendants win, so the purpose is served. Make no mistake. I am not complaining. I know through my life of work that it is irrelevant if I am credited, as those who would credit me would never be able to understand my true value. Therefore, their credit to me is better served by stepping away and clearing my path toward whatever is next. That is the life of the blood sorcerer, the life of the necromancer. The original blood sorcery Bible, Rituals in Necromancy, was handwritten over hundreds of plates. Gonna run on plates.
Yeah.
You just kind of eat a little bit, and then you write. Isn't that interesting? Kind of a funny place. Not a paper, a plate.
Well, I mean.
Maybe it was a paper plate. Who knows? Different times. Everyone's writing on plates.
I mean, she's using the term plate somewhat loosely.
Oh, I see. Are they painting in bowls and
tablets
stuff?
Tablets also. Is
a, oh, I, yeah. All right, I understand. Good point. The original Blood Sorcery Bible, Rituals in Necromancy, was handwritten over hundreds of plates with a quill pen and in ink, of which nearly half of its contents was my own sacred elixir, my own blood. The words you are about to read are text, later typed from words written in my own hand, with no prepared notes, and in my own sacred elixir. I have taken the liberty to expand on the contents of the original version of this book in this format, as my thought process spontaneously offered new content while writing. So if the occasional error in syntax or spontaneous story or sketch bothers you as you travel through this book, then you were not born with the capacity to see this particular opportunity, and you should not read on. But this reading series will read on.
Of course.
This is also in a little block here on the bottom in a box. When you pre-decide what something looks like, you have most certainly caused yourself to not be able to see it when it appears. There are little pearls of real solid wisdom here.
Yeah, I mean, Broken clock and all that.
Broken clock. Okay. On the subject of death, the questions that plague me are, what is life? When is something really dead? If I can still talk to a being that is dead, then is death what we have thought it to be? Then there is, of course, my favorite question, what's next? Maybe death isn't what we believe it is or perceive it to be. Perhaps we need to look again at how death. Perhaps we need to look again at how death occurs, or if it occurs at all. If death does occur, then death must be an event, a moment, a date, a recordable fact. Is someone on life support dead? Is coma death? If one is not self-sustaining? Even if a coma patient can breathe on their own, they will starve without the feeding tube. Isn't that the inability to sustain life the absolute definition of death? On bookshelves filled with manuals of the New Age, regurgitated observations of the human form. Regurgitated observations of the human form. I'm going to name a band that. On bookshelves filled with manuals of the New Age regurgitated observations of the human form, one sees milk teeth versions of various cultures, definitions of life and what it may mean to be alive. Words such as functioning, participating, contributing are all included in these definitions connecting the concept of life to social concepts. If these definitions were to hold true, then at those periods in history, a drunken stupor or the resulting lack of consciousness from a head injury would define one as being dead, as it separates a person from the ability to function in society. I die 7 days a week. For the purpose of my work, life and death must be able to be defined. If they prove to be definable as standalone experiences devoid of reliance upon other qualifications. I have dedicated my entire life to the exploration of death, and now I am not sure if it absolutely exists, except through our understanding of loss and change. I know discomfort exists, as do loss, transition, and not aliveness, if you will. But what does it mean to be dead? This is getting good.
Yeah.
All right. I've been experimenting with the organs I have harvested from the food service bullfrogs I was using for mummification classes. So Jesus, you know, at some point, some bullfrog they went missing. Some of the I have been experimenting with the organs. Where somebody had to be like, where are the organs? I'm just experimenting, but it's for a good cause. I've been experimenting with the organs I have harvested from the food service bullfrogs I use for mummification classes. These frogs are purchased alive and decapitated for the buyer. In my laboratory,
You say laboratory? I like saying laboratory.
I'll say laboratory. In my laboratory, I eviscerate them. What I have noticed is that frogs possess unusually powerful nervous systems, which result in motion after beheading. The heart is removed. The exact time is noted in a journal for the comparison of data noting the time between decapitation and evisceration. Each time at an increased period of time, at the time of this writing, I am able to reanimate a frog heart 29 hours post-decapitation in the palm of my hand. My method involves the utilization of my pulse and powerful magnets. So the question must be asked, is this heart a dead thing, or does this experiment serve to narrow down the time of death or widen it? Does to be living mean to be autonomous? Is the heart ever alive when it is contained within the frog, or is the frog alive because the heart is beating within? I wonder if, while reanimated in my hand 29 hours post-decapitation, the heart lives for the first time. The point being that after devoting my entire life to death, with the introduction of physics into my work in recent years, I find myself asking death to prove itself to me. All right. Well, that's going to wrap up this edition for the Last Podcast on the Left reading series. I'm getting into this, Marcus.
It's getting good.
It is getting good. It reminded me of Reanimator.
Yeah,
the actress in Reanimator. She was the one who had the doctor remove his head, and he performed oral sex on her.
Yes, he did.
And she was watching that movie live for the first time, and the director had promised he cut it out, but he did not cut it out. He showcased it, and oh my goodness, she was upset.
He kind of made it the centerpiece of the film.
Yeah, they didn't talk. I don't think they've talked yet.
It was the climax of the entire movie.
Really? Yeah. So, if you're an actress, know what you're getting into.
Yeah.
Wow, this is amazing. So I'll be back in a few weeks to continue on with the Blood Sorcery Bible. It's going to be fantastic. From the bottom of our hearts, thank you so much for contributing to the Patreon page for Last Podcast on the Left. It has really been life-changing and so wonderful. So thank you very, very much. We really love you all. And hail yourselves. Hail Satan. Hail Gain.
Magustalations.
And a Magustalations, which officially means...
Congratulations for liking us.
That's right. We had to. Marcus had to go. New York State knows what Magustalations means. They asked us, we're doing an LLC, and they asked us, what does it mean? Congratulations for liking us. New York State, it's official.
It is
Magustalations.
On record.
So we have to get it on one of those urban dictionaries or something. All right, everyone. We'll talk to you soon.